as I pulled through the gates, a couple of the guys were joking about the whole mansion thing. Said the place was like a mansion, and it did look like a mansion. It kind of shocked me a little bit. But Ozzy, you know, he's a good guy, honest guy. I just kept it real with everybody. I just had to be myself and, you know, represent myself as I know how to do well. And, you know, I'd say me and all the coaches quit right off the bat.
Bernard, what made you come out early, number one? And did you go through the process of asking the league what they thought of your draft prospects before you made that decision?
Yeah, they said I was third round. They gave me a third, fourth round grade.
Okay.
And, after the combine and the pro day, a couple people said, you know, well, you know, I could get picked in a second. You never know. So, it's just a waiting game. Like, it was just a long wait, honestly. That's really what it was, just a wait.
What made you come out rather than maybe going back for your senior year and try to become a second or a first-round pick?
Oh, well, one, I say there was I got the ball 280 times a season, and I'm not too good at numbers, but that's a lot of carries.
Oh yeah,
yep.
That's a lot of carries I've been doing that for 3 years, and I'm closing in on almost 900 carries.
You're talking about certainly the wear and tear of your body, and you absolutely know that the running back position, especially in the NFL, there's, you know, that short window where you can optimize your earning potential because, yeah, you get to that magic age of 28, 29, and next thing you know, you're, you know, the odd man out. But, you know, I guess going back as far as the draft and, you know, being drafted, and it certainly is a cool thing for you. Did you have a lot of people around? And tell us who was at your draft party and how excited was everyone?
The house excited. Loaded. I knew, I would say, 5 minutes before the pick, they called me, so I got the inside scoop. But as soon as I came downstairs, everybody started clapping. And they, obviously, they knew something was going on because I was in my room the whole night.
go ahead. I'm sorry, Bernard.
But, it's just, you know, it's a long process, real long process. And, you know, happy it paid off. Happy it paid off.
And now that process is done, the football begins. Ozzie Newsome says you are a classic one-cut runner and you run behind your pads. For Ravens fans, give the Ravens fans a sense of what they can expect to see. What style of running? What is the signature of your game?
Like you said, I'm a one-cut runner. You know, give me a chance, put me in the field, and I'll definitely make plays for the team. Definitely.
I do have this question for you. Have you played special teams, and do you feel confident in coming here and you know, possibly being that personal punt protector or the gunner on the outside covering kicks?
Yeah, no problem doing that. You know, give me a job and I'll do everything in my power to try to master it to a T. And, you know, I take pride in what I do, no matter what position it is on the field. So, get me on the field, send me down to go hit somebody. I'll tackle somebody. I'll protect. I'll, you know, gunner. It does not matter. Anything, you know, anything.
How are you catching the football, Bernard?
Oh, I can catch. I can definitely catch.
You didn't get to catch too many passes in college, right? You were more of the bulwark ball carrier.
Yeah, I was just, you know, that was my MO, you know, when I was getting the ball, try to stop, you know, tackle.
How excited?
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how excited are you? I know you're a Pennsylvania guy to be coached by Wilbur Montgomery, former Philadelphia Eagles great, and a running backs coach who has had quite a pedigree as far as coaching greats like Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk.
You know, Coach Montgomery, he's a good man, real good man. We clicked as soon as I met him, too. He's, you know, honest guy. I told him, you know, when I come in, I want you to coach me hard. I really want you to coach me hard. I don't want anything. I wouldn't expect anything less than the best, you know. So.
Well, Bernard, congratulations on being the third-round pick for the Ravens. We will look forward to seeing you in mini camp and then training camp and, of course, preseason and regular season. The journey has just begun for you. We want to wish you the best of luck as a Baltimore Raven.
Thank you.